This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted.
Well, it is Thursday, and this week it's a special Thursday because I'm calling it Dear Renee, and I asked you guys, oh my God, why do the absolute smallest dogs think that they are protecting everyone? Like Muffin, the bigger, older dog, is laying by my feet right now, just chilling, taking a nap, and Bubbles is on high alert, laying by the front door all day. And as soon as someone is just walking by for a stroll, he loses his mind. And it drives me nuts. I'm here like focusing, like deep in thought, and then all of a sudden he starts barking like you just heard him. And my cortisol, my body like flushes with like rage. Anywho, moving on. So yes, it is an episode called Dear Renee because I always get asked for advice and I don't really like giving parenting advice because I'm not a parenting expert. I can just share what worked for us and how I deal with certain things. Not saying it's the right way, but it's what works for us. So you can take it or leave it. But when it comes to things like setting boundaries, dealing with family members, I will gladly provide advice and I will tell you how I've handled situations in the past. Because yeah, I think that's more important. Like, I don't think we should be so stressed about how we're parenting. I think we need to be stressed about setting boundaries and not being resentful of family members because you feel uncomfortable to set a boundary or to like confront them about something. So this is like what I am super passionate about. So yeah, I had a little sticker up on my Instagram stories. Some people wrote emails. If you are listening to this and you're like, what? I didn't know we could submit like questions for advice. Yes, send me an email at hello@themomroom.ca. In the subject line, put Dear Renee so I don't miss it. And then you can literally just tell me, just like vent, like just get it all off your chest, okay? A lot of the Dear Renee emails that I got are really long because people want to share what they're going through. And I think sometimes because whether it's like you're dealing with in-laws or like a mom friend, you don't know who to talk to because it's uncomfortable and you just want to vent to somebody. So I will be that person that you can vent to. Okay. Hashtag postpartum police. So yeah, what I might do, some of these are really long. So I am going to try to, for the most part, read the entire thing, because as I was reading them, I was like, wow, these are really long and detailed. But I also think that's really good because if I read out these things that other moms are going through, I am sure there are so many people listening that are going to relate to every single thing. So I do kind of want to give all the information and background before I give some advice and, you know, give my opinion on the matter. Before I get into that, I wanted to share some exciting news that today is the last day that I will have my Invisalign. Tomorrow, I'm getting it all taken off. And maybe you're like me and you're like, what do you mean taken off? Invisalign is not just the clear retainers. They actually put like little cement, like, I don't know what to call them, like ball things on your teeth, so that they clip into the retainers so that the retainers are really tight onto your teeth. So I cannot wait to get those off. I'm also doing a teeth whitening at the same time because my teeth are stained, and I don't know if it's because I would drink coffee and then like put the retainers on so the coffee is pressing against my teeth and it's not like clearing out. I don't know. Anyway, very excited to get this off and be free. This episode will be out on Thursday, and the following day on the Friday, I am doing my first like live event in the GTA. It is called MomCon, and some fabulous moms from around the area are all going to get together and have a jolly good time. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about being the default parent and how to bring that up with your partner and make some changes so that you're not the default partner. I mean, freaking default parent. Also, I have been meeting with different branding and website development agencies because that is my goal for this year, is to completely rebrand the podcast. And I know a lot of people were like, oh my God, don't change anything. Like, I love the podcast. The content is not changing. If anything, it's going to get more spicy. More relatable, more honest, but I just mean like the imagery of the podcast. So how it looks on social media, the podcast cover, the website, all that stuff is going to be just more like the vibe of, we talk about relatable, honest, and difficult things here. Not so much like we make Pinterest crafts. Not that there's anything wrong with making Pinterest crafts. So very excited for that. I am doing a photo shoot in June. Charlie Goss is styling me. So obviously I'm going to be like, you know, très fashionable. Très means very in French, in case you're wondering. And last thing that I'm super excited about is starting to do more in-person podcast episodes. I am trying to get equipment so that it looks a little bit professional. So some lighting, cameras. I have one camera, but you need to have different angles. So like one on me, one on the guest, and then ideally one that is both of you in the shot together. So yeah, it's going to be an investment, but hopefully it will be worth it. And yeah, then just like traveling to do some in-person episodes. I'm planning on going to Ottawa in August, planning to do a local in-person episode. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Okay, blah, 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 Renee. Now what you have all been waiting for, let's get into a Dear Renee email. What I think I'm going to do is just read it because it's like a story. Maybe you will also have internal rage bubbling throughout your body as I read this, because I sure did. So here we go. Dear Renee, I am pregnant with my first baby. I am, in my eyes, a young mom. I just turned 26. My question for advice is dealing with mother-in-law's strong opinions. This is her first grandchild, and my children will very likely be her only grandchildren. She constantly nitpicks things that I've done so far as a mother. She has gone as far as saying that I am not a mom. On Mother's Day, she was appalled that my husband bought me a card and a gift because, quote, you are not a mother. You haven't done anything to deserve a Mother's Day gift. I am a mother. But then 2 seconds later, she says, Grandma's boy is going to be so spoiled when she's here. She was referring to my unborn baby boy. I am 33 weeks pregnant, so in my opinion, I've earned a Mother's Day card and gift. And if I'm not a mom, she's definitely not a grandma. I have received comments from her regarding my maternity leave. I work a physically demanding job and I'm self-employed, so I took 1.5 or 1.5 months off before the baby is born to rest and enjoy some time off before he arrives. She told me that she worked right up until the day before she gave birth with both of her kids and was back working within 3 months of both of them. I am taking 8.5 months off in total, and I'm only going back part-time when I do go back. She's made comments saying, my son wants a working wife. I know, guys. I know. I constantly feel like I'm defending myself. My husband also feels like he's constantly in the middle of defending me and our decisions. It's straight up exhausting. Anytime I've stood up to her, she gets defensive and snarky with me. And anytime my husband has stood up to her, she says, "I'm your mother." And he's started saying, "My wife and child are my immediate family and the most important. I will always stand up for what's right, and in this moment, you are not right." Her constant comments are getting to me, and also my husband, but mostly me. I'm her only daughter-in-law, and she always says how us girls need to stick together because we are outnumbered, but then she says things like, "I'm not a mom," and how my husband wants a working wife, even though I own my own business. She was like this even before we got pregnant, constantly making comments and comparing me to her. I strongly believe that she is jealous that I married her son. Not in a weird way, but because she raised him to be the man that she wishes her husband was. My husband will do household things like vacuuming, mopping, cleaning, and she gets jealous and says, "I wish my husband would do that." But she's the one who gave my husband chores as a child and taught him to help out around the house. We have a joint bank account and share finances. I make less than my husband, and she also makes way less money than her husband. So she'll make comments about how she'd often not be able to buy herself a new shirt, but her husband would come home with a new quad that he paid for in cash. But she does it in a bragging manner, like, "I don't spend my husband's money like you do." I feel because I am on the younger side that she doesn't think I'm fully capable of being a good mom and wife, and I just don't know how to handle these situations anymore without cutting her out completely. So I guess what I'm asking is, how do I deal with her unnecessary comments when it comes to our marriage and also our baby? I'm due in July, and I can already tell the comments are getting worse and worse, and the questions that are not genuine questions are getting more consistent, and I don't know how to approach it anymore without telling her to F off. Thank you from a desperate first-time mom with a shrinking backbone. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition to table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddo's mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings. Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of the Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Does everybody need a moment to digest that? Rage. Okay, let's get into it. I'm going to break down. There's certain things in here that drive me nuts, but my biggest piece of advice is you need to nip these little comments and questions and whatever, like little remarks, as soon as it happens, like right away. That is always my biggest piece of advice, because what happens is when people are not put in their place, or like, maybe that's not the best way to put it, but confronted or like stopped in their tracks in the moment, they are never going to stop making the comments. So for example, when she made the comment about your husband buying you something for Mother's Day and saying that you are not a mother, okay, In that moment, I would have been like, oh, I totally disagree. Like, I think that I am a mother, you know? It's a greeting card, so suck it. I wouldn't say suck it, but that's what I would want to say. Also, like, I didn't say that this was going to be advice that you would receive from someone who's, like, professional, okay? This is my advice and my thoughts and feelings. So in this example, when she then made the comment, grandma's boy is going to be so spoiled when he's here, in that very moment, I would have said, oh, so I'm not a mom, but you're a grandma? And you don't have to be like confrontational about it, but just, you know, throwing it out there, like, oh, I'm not a mom, but you're a grandma? Like, explain to me how that works. Next example, when she made the comment, first of all, you're very smart and very, like, that's great that you were able to take a month and a half off before having the baby. Everybody should be given that opportunity. And her saying the thing about, well, I worked right up until the day they were born. In that very moment, I would have said, oh, that sounds awful. I'm so happy and feel so lucky that I'm able to take this time, because I definitely wouldn't have wanted to work right up until the day he was born. When she made the comment, "My son wants a working wife," immediately I would have said, "Oh, really?" Because I'm married to him and he didn't tell me that. He told me he wanted a happy wife and a happy marriage. And that's what we have. So we're doing pretty good. Also, I love what your husband has started saying to her and like that he's standing up for you. That is so helpful. And you really, in these situations, it makes it so much easier when your partner is on board with you and supportive of you. Next comment, "I don't spend my husband's money like you do." I would say, "I don't spend my husband's money. I spend our money. We've chosen to combine our finances." Personally, I would hate to be in a relationship where finances were not being shared and it was kind of like, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. Is that how you guys operate? That must be difficult. I think we've got a pretty good system set up, actually. It's really working for us. So those are the biggest things that drove me absolutely nuts when I was reading your email. The thing is, it's probably going to get worse once a baby is involved. And that breaks my heart because that is when you are going to be most vulnerable. So I think it would be worthwhile for you and your husband to really make a postpartum plan, really lay out boundaries that you want to set. If he has to have a talk with his parents or his mom before you give birth, then so be it. In the meantime, when she makes comments, I would, just as the examples I gave, like, nip it in the butt right away. Say something right away. It doesn't have to be confrontational. You don't have to say it in a bitchy way, but you just have to be like, "Oh, like, that's not how we do it. We prefer to do it this way." Or, like, you know, just call them on it in the moment, right away. It might be uncomfortable the first few times that you do it, but then it will just be like common practice and they will eventually learn that you do not tolerate and the comments that they make do not bother you. And you will just stand up for what you guys do and what you believe in, and that's it. Set the boundaries early before the baby comes, for sure. Setting boundaries and confronting comments or things that you don't like, like whatever the other person is doing that you don't like, confronting it in the moment literally frees your soul because you are not going to resent that person. You are basically teaching them how not and how to treat you. And I honestly think this is why I have a pretty good relationship and I don't have any negative feelings at all towards any family member because I do this. When it comes to something that's being said to me, when it's something that they're doing with Milo, like whatever it might be, confront it in the moment, not in a bitchy way, just, you know, matter of fact, nonchalant. It is a life-changing practice. And I like that you gave lots of examples in that email because I was able to picture myself in that situation and how I would respond. So thank you so much for your email. Send an update. I hope everything goes well with labor and delivery and your early postpartum weeks. But yes, boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Some key things to remember about boundaries. Number one, you need to identify exactly what is bothering you and how you would like things to change. So I know like people can get angry and they're like, "Oh, like I hate this and that." But like you need to really think about what exactly it is that's bothering you and what you want it to change to. So sit down, think about that, communicate clearly with the person, with your husband, make a plan, be really simple about it. Don't like drag up old things that happened in the past and like start this big fight and everybody gets, because people will get defensive when you bring something up that they're doing that you don't like. So make it very simple, very matter of fact. I'm actually planning on doing an entire episode in August on boundaries because I think this is something that moms struggle with the most. And it's uncomfortable. We feel guilty for setting boundaries. We don't want to ask for things that we need. Like, it's a huge problem. So I think a full episode with a psychologist all about boundaries is something that we would all benefit from. So stay tuned for that. All right, that one was super long, but I thought I needed to read that out because I feel like many people are going to relate to that situation, which is unfortunate because it's a really shitty situation to be in. But it doesn't have to be so shitty. You don't have to be resentful and, you know, like you can be confident, address things in the moment, set boundaries, and live your best friggin' life. Okay? Trust me. Like, trust me. You don't have to put up with people like that in your life. Even if it's someone as close to you as a mother-in-law, teach people how to treat you. I swear to God. Anywho, thank you guys so much for listening. I am going to go make my book highlight reel on Instagram now. Everybody's been asking about the books that I've read, books that I recommend, what I'm reading now. I get it. I wish we could have a functioning book club, but for some reason it just doesn't do well and people don't care. So, like, which is it, guys? Are you interested in the books or are you not? God. Anyways, I'm going to go do that. Have some branding meetings, recordings, some more mom chat recordings this afternoon. Looking forward to that. It's always nice to chat with listeners, you know, and just talk about regular old mom stuff. So yeah, I hope everybody has a great day. It is literally feels like 40 degrees Celsius in Toronto today. So yeah, sweaty Betty over here. But yeah, have a great day and I will see you on Instagram and on TikTok. And I hope your children sleep tonight and don't end up going in your partner's bed at 3 a.m. and then peeing on their bed at 5 a.m. when they don't have a mattress protector on. And yeah. Happened to a friend of mine. Okay, bye.